wire fence.
No, it was a kind of wooden fence.
Or a rail.
And
what? They used to hew about our trees.
What does a rail fence look like?
It's a long piece of wood.
And how do they set them up?
Well, they cross them up like this.
That's zigzag kind of thing. Okay. Did you ever hear anything called a snake fence or stake and rider or anything like that? This kind of rail fence? Or something to do with a rail fence? I don't know, because I never lived on a farm.
No, I don't believe I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. That must be another part of the country.
Must be.
You mentioned a wire fence. What kind of wire did they use?
Fence wire.
What's that? What's it like?
It's to wire up in a table to wire up.
How about the kind that has little sharp points that you'll catch your pants on if you try to climb over?
That's my part.
All right. How about a kind of little fence you might have around your garden that would just have up and down wooden pieces? What are they? Little, maybe pointed ends, might be painted white.
I don't know what you're talking about. What would you call it?
I think some people say paling and some people say picket. What would you say?
Picket fence.
Which would you say?
Picket.
Okay. Then when you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you would have to dig holes for the...
For the post.
Mm-hmm. And just one of them would be one?
One post.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
A fence or a wall?
Yeah, what would you?
Wall. Stone wall.
Stone wall. Do you make fences out of stone around here?
What did I say?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think that you would. I think mostly in the mountains they do that.
I have never seen one.
Yeah, you don't have any mountains around here, do you?
Most always wire rails.
Mm-hmm. If you want to make a hen start laying, what would you put in her nest to fool her?
Straw.
Well, to make her think she had an egg, what might...
Put another egg or something that looks like an egg.
What might you use that looks like an egg?
A false egg.
What would it be made of?
Plastic.
Mm-hmm. What would you call what a set of good dishes might be made out of?
China.
And if you had an egg made out of that, what would you call it?
China egg.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a China egg? I don't know whether I have or not, but I think some people must call it that.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them there to make out of, I call it plastic.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what is that thing that you turn to open a door with? Did you ever hear of that being used to make the hen start laying? I've heard of that.
Well, I have seen some people use them, but I never have. Mm-hmm. Or to break the egg if it falls out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you carry water in from the well?
Jug.
Well,
bucket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what would a bucket be made of?
Some of them made out of wood, some of them out of enamel.
Mm-hmm. And what would you milk into?
Bucket.
Is a bucket, it's the same thing for water or for milk? Would it?
You have a milk pail and a milk bucket, I mean a water bucket.
So is a pail just for milk?
That's what you use it for, just for milk.
Uh-huh. What's a pail made of?
Some of it's made out of wood, some of it's made out of enamel, some of it's different things.
Is it any different from a bucket?
No, it's not any different, only just use it for milk.
Oh, uh-huh. It's a bucket that you just use for milk, and so you call it a milk pail, or a milk bucket.
Because you see, the milk makes it smell like milk.
Oh.
You wash it good, but still that milk sits in there.
Oh, so that's why you couldn't use it for anything else, because everything would smell like milk then. Hmm. I didn't know that. When you first milk a cow, what do you do to get the impurities out? You might pour it through a cheesecloth.
You strain it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you let it sit to get the cream off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you churn it.
Mm-hmm. Is that hard work, churning milk?
No, it's just a flip-flop like that.
And then do you actually make butter out of it then?
Yeah, you can skim it off to eat the cream, or you can just skim it off and make cream. You don't pour it in there with the milk.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever let the milk just sit so that it will get sour? What do you call that?
Buttermilk. I mean clabber.
What is the difference between clabber and buttermilk?